Hypocrites are very ungrateful towards Muslims, from whom they receive nothing but kindness and good manners. It can never be possible for a person in this life, other than the prophets who have this knowledge through revelation from God, to know who will go to heaven and who will go to hell. For this reason, Muslims approach everyone in a hopeful and benevolent manner, believing that even those with the most persistent display of hypocritical attitude, an ugly daring, and insistence can one day change and correct their behavior. Muslims clearly recognize the vehement signs of unbelief and hypocritical people, and feel resentment towards this dark and insidious side of them that contradicts with the Quranic morality. This resentment is a natural result of their faith. Despite that, they listen to their conscience and constantly treat them with good manners in line with the Quran. In order to prevent them from causing strife and hoping that maybe this will be instrumental in softening their hearts, warming them towards religion, and correcting their behavior. Indeed, as we were told in the Quran, God told the Prophet Moses and his brother Prophet Aaron, peace be upon them both, to go to Pharaoh and speak to him with gentle words. In a similar manner, while trying to rehabilitate the hypocrites, Muslims always act with utmost compassion, love, and forgiveness. But they never let their guard down against any danger or wickedness on the part of hypocrites. Despite all this generosity, benevolence, kindness, and good manners they get from the Muslims, hypocrites are incredibly ungrateful. Since they see themselves as better than all Muslims in terms of intelligence, talent, manners and high quality, and since they keep feeding this sense of arrogance in their souls, they take all the generosity on the part of Muslims for granted, as something which they already deserve. To them, a gift or a treat is just another thing they perfectly deserve, for which reason they think it is not necessary to thank. They believe that compliments and praises to them are their natural rights. They believe they deserve them since they are the best, the smartest, and the most talented. They even might be delusional enough to think that Muslims treat them with generosity because they have to. For this reason, they don't feel like they have to say thank you to Muslims. This weak nature of hypocrites reveals itself many times during the day. For instance, if they get ill, Muslims will all rush in to help them with all their needs. For God's good pleasure, they will take care of everything during this time. They make doctor appointments, get necessary medication, check their fever, prepare their food, check them regularly to make sure they are okay, even forsake sleep and keep watch over them all night. Muslims listen to their conscience and make efforts. Situations like these, though quickly reveal the hypocrites. Having received this kind of treatment, Muslims love their fellow Muslims for the rest of their lives, for God's sake. They repeatedly express their love, gratitude, and appreciation. Those who are basking in seas of hypocrisy, on the other hand, only half-heartedly thank Muslims, but only to make sure that they continue to take care of them until they get better. But their hearts and words completely clash. When one day they have a burst of anger, they may even say Muslims didn't take care of them, even when they fell ill. And even if they did it only reluctantly and unwillingly. In a show of ingratitude and abject slander, they claim that Muslims who took care of them hinted and made them feel that this caretaking was done unwillingly. They may even blatantly lie, saying that they were not taken care of at all, despite the presence of witnesses to the contrary. It is because hypocrites hate Muslims. Their goal is to portray Muslims as supposedly cruel and loveless people, to create an image of being victimized, and to set a supposedly legitimate stage for the fresh wave of wickedness. The fact that hypocrites constantly seek to find flaws and try to accuse Muslims for everything, despite being constantly showered with generosity and blessings, is a clear indication of their insincerity and ingratitude. Their ingratitude is actually towards God, They believe that health, youth, and physical strength that God gives them are their own achievements. They believe that they are good-looking because they work out a lot. They surmise that regular intake of vitamins make them healthy, and reading books, brain exercise give them strong memory. Therefore, they don't rely, feeling the need to give thanks to God for these blessings. They don't think about the possibility that God might take their lives any moment. This makes them even more spoiled, makes them feel unapproachably great. God draws attention to this ungrateful character of the hypocrites in the Quran and says that, unless He wills otherwise, they will never be forgiven. You can ask forgiveness for them or not ask forgiveness for them. Even if you ask forgiveness for them 70 times, God still would not forgive them. That is because they have rejected God and His messenger. God does not guide deviant people. Hypocrites display their ungrateful behavior repeatedly during the day. Nevertheless, Muslims never compromise on their good manners. It is in his destiny for one to correct his behavior and die as a Muslim. Then each selfless act and sacrifice on the part of Muslims will be a means for the guidance of that person. There is no doubt Muslims will be greatly rewarded for that. This is a great gift for Muslims. However, if that person dies as a hypocrite, all the goodness, kindness, and sacrifices of Muslim will make the hypocrite even more heavily responsible for his acts and will be a means for incessant punishment in the hereafter.